Thank you, Sam. We have reached our last slot of news items, and we have a mixed bag for you. Among them, that the Big C charity have plans to expand. Elsewhere, work on a new recycling centre commences. We finish with two small charity stories. The opening of three new support centres by the start of next year and working with patients earlier in their diagnosis are part of the most aggressive business plan ever by Norfolk and Waveney's largest cancer charity. Dr. Chris Bushby, Chief Executive of Big C, said the pandemic had been a very difficult time for the charitable sector and cancer patients, leading to the charity to be bold and brave with its plans for the future. These include the opening of three new support centres, starting with sites in Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn in March and July. The charity has secured the funding it needs to be building its £500,000 support centre in Dereham Road, Norwich, with aims to open by the end of this year to offer services to cancer patients and their families in and around the city. The site will run additionally to the charity's premises at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
Construction of the new Norwich South Recycling Centre on part of the Harford Park and Ride site on the edge of the city will start on Monday, March the 22nd. The new recycling centre will replace the current site at Kettringham between Heatherset and Wyndham later this year. Norfolk County Council says suggestions during consultation have helped shape the plans for the replacement centre. The council says low-level bins will mean people will not have to climb steps to recycle their waste. A one-way traffic system will smooth traffic flow and reduce queues, the council says. And the reuse shop will be 8 times the size of the one at Kettringham. The council says construction will not affect the day-to-day operation of the park and ride, which is expected to open as planned next month. The new £2.75 million Norwich North Recycling Centre is being built close to the Norwich Northern Distributor Road and is due to open this autumn.
Unions have warned industrial action could be taken by workers who clean Norwich's streets and keep parks maintained because of a dispute over pay and conditions. Some 400 workers currently employed by Norfolk County Council-owned company Norse are due to transfer to an arm's-length company run by City Council as City Hall takes services back in-house. The first of the four contracts the City Council is taking back through the newly formed Norwich City Services Limited is environmental services, which includes staff who maintain the city's parks and clean the streets. That contract is due to start next month, but trade unions representing the workers have warned that talks over pay and conditions have stalled. Representatives from Unite and Unison say City Hall management is reneging on commitments to set out a roadmap to bring the new services workers' terms and conditions in line with directly employed council staff.
The dream to turn an abandoned site in Norwich into a state-of-the-art sports complex comes true today. The Community Sports Foundation has transformed the old Anglian Windows premises into a centre which will benefit thousands of people. The latest £4.6 million phase includes a new main building, a full-size floodlit 3G pitch and Challenge Woods outdoor activity area, adding to the facilities that were renovated and reopened in September 2018. The doors are set to open on the new area to 250 participants as coronavirus lockdown restrictions continue to be eased. Jackie Thornton, head of development at the CSF, said the football club had been phenomenal in every aspect of the project.
A teenager has used pedal power to raise over £1,000 for a child bereavement charity which helped her after her twin sister died aged just 4. Lauren Fairweather, 17, from Hercules Road in Helston, cycled 30 miles with her friend Ella Jones in just over 3 hours and 55 minutes for Nelson's journey. Miss Fairweather, who is studying hospitality and catering at City College Norwich, got support through the charity 9 years ago, through Outward Bound weekends and talking through memories. Her sister Megan died in the early hours of April the 21st, 2008, at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital from a sudden heart attack after being admitted the night before. The teenager, who has a 21-year-old brother called Jack, said, "I lost my sister and had a very hard time coping as I was very young at the time. Nelson's Journey are an excellent charity and have helped so many people, especially me, and I just want to say thank you."
Children, volunteers and staff from a family support charity channeled their artistic talents for an origami-inspired display in February as part of a spring challenge organised by the Hamlet Centre, which supports over 400 Norfolk families with disabilities and complex health conditions. People made 1,000 folded paper cranes. The origami displays are on show in the charity's three city centre bases and were a way to bring people together during lockdown. Lorraine Ewing, manager of the Hamlet Adult Services, said, "The journey of the cranes has been amazing. It's provided positive energy and an escape from COVID. And now, with the cranes and the challenge complete, it brings us hope." The Japanese culture, which celebrates origami, refers to cranes as the bird of happiness. All the displays will be submitted to Grayson's Art Club television show on Channel 4.